Item number two.
A resolution by Supervisors Jurczyk and Taylor requesting an extension of the Lake Parkway State Trunk Highway 794 from Edgerton Avenue to State Trunk Highway 100 be added to the regional transportation system plan by the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, and that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation then conduct necessary preliminary engineering and environmental impact studies for the project.
Senator Jurczyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I want to move approval. I know Ken Yunker is here this morning, and Mr. Chair, perhaps you could recognize him in terms of SewerPAC's work on this. They have been an invaluable resource. Just to inform my colleagues, especially the newest ones, what we're doing here, this board has already approved the process in which we had an advisory committee review the extension of 794. 794, of course, is the Lake Parkway. It's wrong to call it an interstate. Some people mistakenly do that. It's a Lake Parkway. It does have a stoplight, for example, at Oklahoma Avenue. It has a speed limit of 40 miles per hour. But it is, to the extent it gets to just south of Layton Avenue and Cudahy, it is a corridor. And it has been the consensus of the committee, and by the way, there was a unanimous vote of the committee comprised of the mayors of the South Shore, Senator Larson, Representative Sinicki, Senator Honadell. So, I mean, Senator Larson and Senator Honadell agreeing on the recommendation to show you how bipartisan this was. But the committee had met for well over a year reviewing extending the Lake Parkway where it currently dumps off of just south of Layton Avenue onto Pennsylvania in Cudahy and then travels south into South Milwaukee where it goes from a four-lane boulevard to a two-lane city road and really creates quite a bottleneck. Anyone who is familiar with the roads along that area would understand the concern that local residents have had. But more importantly, the corridor. I mean, we could play the game. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? What's the Great Lake in Wisconsin? Lake Michigan. What's the general line direction of Lake Michigan, north and south? Therefore, which way would the lake corridor go, north and south? And it goes north and south all the way down to the Illinois border, but with no really good local corridor roads. I have actually met with Racine County, who's watching very carefully what Milwaukee County is doing on this Lake Parkway. I've heard very favorable comments, but I don't mean to be here to speak on behalf of Racine County. They're waiting for us to get our work and our studies done before they then plan to take up their own study committee and find the correct corridor along the lake corridor to continue this this local road. It also, in my opinion, ensures the health of the Hone Bridge. One of the first things that I did as a county supervisor when I was elected in 07 was to lead and form the response to the proposal to tear down the Hone Bridge. And it became very apparent that the Hone Bridge is well-loved and strongly supported in not only my South Shore community, but really the entire county of Milwaukee. I was actually surprised to find out that more people from the north side of the Hone Bridge along Lake Drive and the UWM community were almost more supportive of the Hone Bridge than the South Shore. But this continues the process, and specifically what we're doing with the resolution, to speak to the resolution, is to take the advisory committee's recommendation, which resulted in this study, and I do have some extra copies if any of the committee members would like them. This is the study that was completed. It included engineering work, which was supported by SewerPAC. It actually included a full public hearing, which was properly noticed in newspapers and complied with the requirements for public hearings make this the appropriate public hearing to do a amendment to the long-range plan for sewer PAC, so we don't have to hold another one. But all of that has been done. We are now at the point of having this board weigh in on whether the long-range transportation plan that sewer PAC has prepared, and it, I believe, and perhaps Ken Yucker can speak to this, Mr. Chairman, it goes through 2035. The long-range transportation plan is through 2035. It addresses all different modes of transportation, roads, bridges, train, buses, etc. We would like to see the long-range transportation plan amended to include completing 794 to the Milwaukee County line. And this is really just the next step. There's no money involved at this phase. At this phase, we're just looking to amend the long-range plan. If there was ever going to be any kind of financial matches coming from Milwaukee County, this county board would have an opportunity to weigh in. I can tell you when the original home bridge in 794 was built, there was no local funding. As I understand it, there was state funding and federal funding. And we must amend the long-range transportation plan for sewer PAC to ever be considered for federal funding for such a road project. So this is the next step in that process in order for us to get this to not first go before the sewer PAC board for their approval of amending the long-range transportation plan, and then to take it to Department of Transportation to actually begin the formal engineering studies and the environmental impact. So it's kind of a long process, but it's been one that I've tried to keep, you know, marching along. And Mr. Chairman, if we could just hear from Ken Yucker on sewer PAC's impact on this.
Mr. Yucker.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I think Supervisor Jurczyk did a great job summarizing what happened. This study of the Lake Parkway extension conducted by the commission was conducted at the request of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors by unanimous action of the County Board of Supervisors, also requested by cities of St. Francis, Cudahy, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, at unanimous request of their common council as well. It looked at the potential alignment for that extension, concluding that an alignment generally extending along the Union Pacific railway line that the Lake Parkway extension extends along now would be the logical extension further to the south to State Trunk Highway 100. We looked at where access to that Lake Parkway extension should be provided and how that access should be provided, whether via an at-grade intersection or grade-separated interchange, concluding, and there are recommendations as to how each intersection treatment should be provided. We also examined the potential benefits of that extension, from improvements in accessibility, improvements in safety of travel, reduction in travel volumes and congestion on heavily traveled roadways within that corridor, including State Trunk Highway 32, which really has no potential for any improvement. We also looked at cost, construction cost, about $200 million in current dollars. As it is along that railway right-of-way, there's estimated that there would be minimal acquisition that would be required. And as Supervisor Jurczyk noted, the next, should the county want this project to proceed further, it would be the responsibility of the state as the extension of a state highway. The first step is to add that project to the regional transportation system plan. Subsequent steps would then be to request the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to conduct preliminary engineering. That's when the decision is made, really how it would be implemented and when or whether it would be implemented. And then really have final engineering and design and construction. So really, probably from this point forward, it's a minimum of 10 years plus whatever time it would be to gaps between having a request and having the department conduct preliminary engineering and completing the preliminary engineering and getting the project programmed for the next steps. So that's kind of a summary of where the project is. Be glad to try and answer any questions.
The only concern I have, how is this affecting the National Guard? Is this project dealing with the National Guard or so?
We had many meetings with the National Guard. We believe that we came up with potential actions that would minimize any impact to the Lake Parkway and, in fact, improve the security of their access that they would have to their facility. I think a county board resolution, and I think that Supervisor Jurczyk probably knows more about that one than I do, but I think a county board resolution was passed to have the county and the airport work with the National Guard to move their access from Grange Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue, which requires a crossing under the railroad, and it would be under the Lake Parkway, to move that potentially to Layton Avenue or College Avenue. And they actually preferred that.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's an excellent question. I did bring that resolution, it was either last month or 2 months ago, and it was specifically to address this issue. The 128th was very supportive of changing their entry guard, and it looks like the preferred entry is off of Layton Avenue for a lot of reasons. The southern off of College Avenue goes over a landfill from a former quarry, very bad property. Whereas to the north, it's a much cleaner, probably in terms of environmental and impact and so on. But we have got a resolution in place, and should the guard actually get their long-range plan approved, because the concern there was the military is going through another round of base closures. But I think this county board really gave them a stronger position. We added some additional apron space for them to park additional refuelers because they did not have sufficient room under the new guidelines from the military. So they can now actually park an additional 6 refuelers on apron space that would be built, and they'd have a much more secure entryway into the post than they currently have, which already is without doing anything, they have a compromised entryway because it crosses over the railroad tracks. So all the Homeland Security issues have been addressed by the resolution that we considered last time.
Are you finished, Supervisor?
Yes, yes, sir.
Mr. Young, you finished? Hmm? Questions from the committee? Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, for my colleagues, one of the things that I'm just a little bit concerned about this is that I think we're taking the focus off our number one concern when it comes to transportation in Milwaukee County. Instead of focusing on roads, I think we ought to focus on our transit system. And that, as it was pointed out, this is not something that's going to happen tomorrow, that this is a $200 million proposal that could take a decade to get underway. And I think by, you know, putting our efforts and our resources and putting this in our 2035 plan actually erodes our comprehensive transit plan. That I think it clouds the issue in Madison of how committed we really are to our transit system and what is our number one priority. I would say that before we go ahead and add new road projects to the the 2035 sewer pack plan, I would suggest that we make a big push to say nothing goes forward until we have a solution to our transit problem, and that we actually live up to the transit portion of the current 2035 plan that exists before we go adding more road projects to that. It seems like nobody has a problem building roads, but they somehow have a problem building, whether it is streetcar lines or if they have a problem with transit service, bus service throughout Milwaukee County. So I think before we move forward, and this is not saying that, you know, I oppose the extension of the Lake Park Freeway, but I think we have to get our priorities straight and say that transit is our number one priority. And until that is satisfied, then we'll entertain the thoughts on other road projects. So at this time, I would like to move layover to the call of the chair.
We do have a motion for layover, call chair layover, take present over on the approval. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I actually think we accomplish what Supervisor Wyshen is calling for. If we do the Lake Parkway, and this is addressed in the study that Sewer PAC did, we have the opportunity not to do the widening and expansion of other local roads. As I indicated, there is no good north-south route along the lake corridor to the south right now. If we can get this project in the long-range plan, we can simultaneously, and it's addressed in the report, stop planning to widen local roads. For example, that bottleneck that I talked about in South Milwaukee. More importantly, I completely agree with Supervisor Wyshen that we should concentrate on transit. But we don't do that by creating false dichotomies. We will get corporations such as Caterpillar, who relies on 794 to get some very, very heavy mining equipment to the port of Milwaukee, which ships out their mines. You're not going to do that behind a bike trail. And to create false dichotomies that we can't plan for appropriate roads and corridors with roads and only put money in transit creates a false dichotomy. We need to be smarter about how we pay for transit. And I've been making this argument since the home bridge issue was raised. If you get car drivers angry, thinking that they're not going to be able to get their projects, they will then start fighting against you on the bus KRM issues. We have got to be smarter about how we pay for transit. The I-94 system should be exactly that, I-94 toll system. It's tolling all the way from Chicago to the Atlantic Ocean right now. What happens when they get to Wisconsin? Come on in, everything's free for you. We should be tolling I-94 all the way from the county line to the Twin Cities. And that 94 system should be paid through tolls. We should find dedicated funding, and I will work with Supervisor Wyshen on dedicated funding for transit. I have been a supporter of dedicated funding for transit. I will fight for dedicated funding for transit. But that dedicated funding should come from a different source. We can't keep putting all our eggs in one basket. This corridor will build economic development. It is good for the entire county. It's good for all of us. It's good for corporations. And we should avoid creating these false dichotomies, which only gets people very angry then. They will stand up and fight us tooth and nail for dedicated funding for our transit system if we take this kind of an attitude. And I pray that everyone here will be reasonable. This is just the next step. There's a lot of steps for you to approve beyond this. But I pray that you let us get this amended so we can make intelligent choices on what kind of roads we're going to improve on the South Shore. And by the way, this is the fastest growing part of this county, the South. We have the most growth in the South, both businesses and individuals. I would love to get a bus line going down Howell Avenue, a bus line going down 27th Street. I would love to get KRM built. I fully support a KRM, but it is a huge mistake for us to build these false dichotomies. It's a huge mistake for us to put all of our transportation dollars in one basket. We have got to start diversifying our transportation funding, and I will fight with Supervisor Wyshen for all of those things, but not at the expense of our corridor. That's going to let us build the economic development that we should be building from Chicago to Milwaukee, a huge metropolitan area, 12 million people strong, and we've got to stop putting these binders on and pretending that everything is just a little local issue that only we can address. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I just wanted to be clear that when we talk about support for dedicated funding for our transit system, no one on at least anything the county board has done has ever supported a toll road for anything. The people of Milwaukee County have spoken that they would like to see a sales tax for transit. And just the point that I'm trying to make is simple, that we need a comprehensive plan for Milwaukee County, not just the seven counties that make up sewer PAC. And that I think it our number one priority should be transit, and that I appreciate the work that's gone into this already, but the public hearing was one public hearing in the community which would benefit the most. It would be interesting to have a public hearing on the far northwest side of Milwaukee County, in my district of West Allis, up on the North Shore, to see how they feel about spending possibly $200 million on a road project when they may have other ideas about road projects in their local community. So also I'm asking is that we lay this over to get more information. There's no hurry on this. As you heard, we're looking at a decade out, if not longer. That if 6 months from now, it makes sense for the county board to take a position on this and to push it forward, we should do it. But I think a lot of people on this board in this beginning of this new term need some time to digest this and think about what they want to see as a countywide transportation policy. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Who's going to speak for Mr. Luciotti tonight?
I can address many of these issues.
As you can, well, you might as well stay right here then. That's not helping quite well right now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I share interests and concerns with both.
This is Roberts.
I'm coming, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I share interests and concerns with both Supervisors Jurczyk and Supervisor Weishaupt. In my opinion, if we can raise all votes at once, we would benefit. If we can find a way to extend 794, that would be a benefit, I think, to the region, not just my district, not just Supervisor Jurczyk's, even would benefit Supervisor Weishaupt's, yours, Mr. Chairman, and, of course, the good Supervisor Borkowski. Yes. So, I'm conflicted about laying it over. This obviously would not take place for at least 10 years, according to the experts that have spoken to us. That said, I think it is important to look at all possible options for improving access to the region, because any form of transit, be it automobile, rail, bus, plane, boat, horse-drawn carriage, means money moves into the region. And because we have assets like Mitchell International Airport and the Port of Milwaukee and even the Amtrak station at the airport, which brings a lot of people up here from Chicago and Illinois, you know, that moves money into Milwaukee County. And that is something I feel that we need more than anything, Mr. Chairman. So, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question for Mr. Yonker. Follow up on a couple of points. There was a statement about the cost. You said that it estimated the cost, and then someone made a comment of $200 million. Is that the accurate cost estimation?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, yes. That it's the estimated construction cost, including right-of-way engineering, is approximately $200 million in today's dollars.
Okay. And then, Mr. Chairman, some response perhaps to the issue of how inclusion in the plan affects the priorities, not just the priority of this discussion about transit versus roads, but also existing roads and other things that are already in the plan. How does that get worked out, sort of the priority prioritization of these elements that are included in the plan?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the plan doesn't specify priority with respect to any project versus another. Those priorities are really established by the responsible implementing unit of government, and in the case of this would be the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Mm-hmm. I should note that there was a kind of a comment about local share. WSDOT does have a, Wisconsin Department of Transportation does have a written policy regarding local share where they analyze the proportion of trips that occur within a mile or a half mile of the facility. We have analyzed whether, and we do these kind of analyses for their projects for them, and we have determined that this project doesn't come close to anything that would require a local share under their current policy.
Okay. And then finally, a question about, is there a reason why this was not looked at and or included in the original plan? I mean, was it determined, was there some analysis and it was determined not to be a priority, or why would we not, if it's such a, and it, I mean, there's a compelling case made for it, but why did it not make sense?
Well, that's Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, that's kind of interesting. In the late 80s, early 90s, so more than 20 years ago, the project was taken into preliminary engineering from Layton Avenue, where, you know, it used to terminate. Now it terminates a little bit further south at Edgerton Avenue, from Layton Avenue all the way down to the Racine-Kenosha County line. The project at that time did not have the support of the adjacent communities, and I think it would be, in looking at, you know, and having been around when that study was conducted and looking at it, many of the needs that it would address with regard to moving traffic were future needs, not current needs. And it's difficult for, I think, the public and others to support a project when the needs are 20, 25 years in the future. And I think now many of those needs, certainly in St. Francis, in Cudahy, in South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, now have moved to more current needs as opposed to future needs 20 years into the future.
I appreciate that explanation. Thank you.
Ms. Roberts, are you ready now?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Buzalaki has seen this resolution. Do you know his opinion on the resolution?
Mr. Buzalaki reviewed the information and he didn't have an issue at this time, but I'll clarify once he gets in. He should be in.
Mr. Chairman?
Just a second. So he has not, no issue here. So have he seen it?
He did not indicate any problem with any of the this particular resolution.
Okay. Supervisor Dresden, you have the floor.
Mr. Buzalaki was a member of the advisory committee and voted in favor of this. So I think he's on record as being in favor of it. Thank you.
We have a motion to lay it over to the hall chair to get some more information. Any other questions? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Workowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
No.
Lipscomb.
No.
Haas.
No.
Bowen.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
3 ayes, 4 noes. The motion to lay over fails.
We have a motion for approval by Supervisor Jerzyk. Any questions and comments? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
No.
Workowski.
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The motion is approved.
This will be moved to the county board. All right. And if you need any more information,